Evidence for the Disruption of a Planetary System During the Formation of the Helix Nebula, by Jonathan P. Marshall et al. The persistence of planetary systems after their host stars evolve into their post-main sequence phase is poorly constrained by observations. Many young white dwarf systems exhibit infrared excess emission and/or spectral absorption lines associated with a reservoir of dust, or planetesimals, and its accretion. However, most white dwarfs are too cool to sufficiently heat any circumstellar dust to detectable levels of emission. The Helix Nebula, NGC 7293, is a young, nearby planetary nebula. Observations at mid and far infrared wavelengths revealed excess emission associated with its central white dwarf, WD2226-210. The origin of this excess is ambiguous. It could be a remnant planetesimal belt, a cloud of comets, or the remnants of material shed during the post-asymptotic giant branch phase. Here we combine infrared, SOFIA, Spitzer, Herschel, and millimeter, ALMA, observations of the system to determine the origin of this excess using multi-wavelength imaging and radiative transfer modeling. We find the data are incompatible with the compact remnant planetesimal belt or post-asymptotic giant branch disk, and conclude the dust most likely originates from deposition by a cometary cloud. The measured dust mass and lifetime of the constituent grains implies disruption of several thousand Hale-Bopp equivalent comets per year to fuel the observed excess emission around the Helix Nebula's white dwarf. This was Evidence for the Disruption of a Planetary System During the Formation of the Helix Nebula, by Jonathan P. Marshall et al.